إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، نواصل دروس العقيدة من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث فضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى في عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث: باب وسوسة الشياطين. We continue reading from the explanation of the creed of the Salaf of Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh wa al-Muslimin al-Muslimat, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Walid Shaykh Rabi' hafidahullah ta'ala. A chapter, the whispering of the shayateen. The whispering of the shayateen. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ويتيقنون يعني السلف أصحاب الحديث ويتيقنون أن الله سبحانه خلق الشياطين يوسوسون للآدميين ويقصدون استزلالهم فيترصدون لهم. قال الله عز وجل: وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم ليجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون. وأن الله يسلطهم على من يشاء ويعصم من كيدهم ومكرهم من يشاء. قال الله عز وجل: واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا. وقال سبحانه: إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. أريد to you the meaning of this chapter. As Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى, he says, the people of Hadith believe that Allah, the one free from all deficiencies, created the devils, the shayateen, with the characteristics of whispering to mankind, and they intend their downfall, so they lie in wait for them. And he mentioned the ayat, that was Surah Al-An'am, the ayah 121 of Surah Al-An'am. Indeed, the shayateen, the devils, do inspire their friends to dispute with you, and if you obey them, then indeed you will become an apologist. He says Allah empowers them, meaning the devils, over whomsoever He wishes, and He protects whomsoever He wishes from their plots and deceptions. Allah the Almighty says in Surah Al-Isra, the verses 64 and 65, and befool those, meaning about the shaitan, and befool those who you can amongst them with your voice. Make an assault on them with your cavalry and your infantry. Share with them their wealth and their children. Make promises to them. But the devil promises nothing but deceit. The devil promises nothing but deceit. Indeed, my slaves, you do not have any authority over them. Your Lord is sufficient for you and a guardian. Also, I mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Nahl, the two ayahs 99 and 100. Indeed, meaning the shaitan, has no power over those who believe and those who put their trust only in their Lord. His power is only over those who follow him. over those who follow him. يقول الشيخ الوالد العلامة ربيع بن هادي المطهري حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية. يقول في الشرح, so الشيخ ربيع says in the explanation, من عقائد أهل السنة أن الله تبارك وتعالى خلق الجن والشياطين وهم ذرية إبليس, فهو أبو الجن كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الكهف, أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا, ومن أبناء آدم شياطين الإنس والعياذ بالله, شياطين الإنس والعياذ بالله. Our noble Shaykh al-Walid, Shaykh Rabi, in explanation, he began by saying that from the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah, the Aqidah, the sound creed that we're supposed to be upon, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and the shayateen. Created the jinn and the shayateen. And they are the progeny of Iblis. He is the father of the jinn, the first jinn Allah created. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in Surah Al-Kahf, the ayah 50, now we'll read to you the translation. كهف 1850. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves unto Adam. So they prostrate themselves except Iblis, Satan. He was one of the jinn. So he's not from the angels. He was one of the jinn. He disobeyed the command of his Lord. Will you then take him, meaning Iblis, the Satan, and his offspring as protectors and helpers rather than me while they are enemies to you? What an evil is the exchange. What an evil is the exchange for al-zalimun, the parties and the wrongdoers. What is the difference? Here is a question. What is the difference between jinn and shayateen? Somebody know the difference between the jinn and shayateen now, Hussein?
Shayateen can be from jinn or humans or animals.
Shayateen, na'am. Ahsant. Na'am, the shayateen can be from the jinn or from human being, from animals as well. Na'am. Who are the jinn? Na'am.
A creation of Allah made from a smokeless fire.
Ahsant. Na'am, it's a creation of Allah. Just like the human being, they were ordered as well to obey Allah and to be upon Islam. Maddalil was the proof. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Shaykh al-Baz rahimahu wa ta'ala, he says that the jinn and the shayateen, the jinn, they are one of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the human being, like the angels. Okay? So, the first of them is the Iblis. So, we believe in them. This is our aqidah. Nobody denied their existence. They do exist. Why they are called jinn? The ulama, they says, لأنهم يستجنون, because they hide. They are hidden. We don't see them. We don't see the jinn. They see us, but we don't see them. But they do exist, so we believe in them. Nobody deny that, as the Shaykh is going to mention, or some of the people who try to deny this reality, okay, that is established in the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them. Actually, we have a whole chapter that is called what? Surah al-Jinn. قَدْ وُحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ إِسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. نعم. So, also in Surah Al-Ahqaf, in many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the jinn. So, however, from the jinn, they are believers. they are believers, and those who disbelieve, they become shayateen. Those who disbelieve, they are shayateen, the Shaykh says. And also, if those shayateen, if amongst them they have some strength and some power more than others, they become married. Married. And then if he has more power, he becomes ifrit. Afarit. Allah, I just want to share that with you. So the Shaykh says Allah has created jinn and the shayateen. Now, as we mentioned to you, he said, and from the offspring of Adam, there is shayateen al-ins as well. There is devils from the human being, wal-iyadu billah. From maqam al-shaykh Rabi'i hafidhahullah, wa shaytanu huwa al-aduwu al-awwal li-Adam wa-dhurriyatih. وقد أقسم بعزة الله أنه لا يقعدن لهم صراطه المستقيم وليغوينهم أجمعين إلا عباد الله المخلصين. The Shaykh says that حفظه الله, he says that the Shaytan, he's reminded us of this reality that we should know. Shaytan is enemy number one to Adam and his offspring. That's the main and primary enemy, the shaitan. Al-aduw al-awwal, the main enemy to Adam and his progeny, his offspring.
Huh?
Shaitan or Iblis? Al-shaitan, who Iblis? And the shaitan has he swore, as there is an ayah in the Quran, he swore by Allah's might that he will sit in the path, the right path, and try his best to cause as many as he can. He tries, all the shaitan has is he tries, okay, to cause the people to deviate. He says, Ajma'een. That's his goal. He will try to make everybody deviate from the path. But he said himself, he said, except the most sincere amongst your slaves. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us anew from them. Ameen. Khalfahu al-aduw al-awwal. This is the main enemy to us, Ya Akhwan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Fatir, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. Surely Satan is an enemy to you. I'm not telling us that. Surely Shaitan is an enemy to you. So take and treat him as an enemy. He only invites his followers, his hizb, his followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. Allah salam wa afiya.
Ameen.
قال فالشيطان وجنوده من الجن والإنس جادون في إضلال عباد الله. قال الشيخ يعني له جنود من الجن وجنود من الإنس. الشيخ says, شيخ ربيع, شيطان, Satan, and his army and soldiers from amongst the jinn and the human being. They're very serious about causing the slaves of Allah to go astray. They're very serious about that. They're diligent and serious about it. The Shaykh said, meaning the shaitan has soldiers, armies from the jinn and soldiers from the human being. Aina. And their goal is to cause the slaves of Allah to deviate from the path of Allah by inviting them to all of that which is evil. And of course, they beautify the evil. And they, when it comes to all evil, shirk, kufr, innovations, sins, disobedience, make it look nice. Temptations. And when it comes to the haqq and the truth, make it hard, seems hard on a person. Aliyadu billah. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah 112 in Surah Al-An'am. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدو شياطين الإنس والجن وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدو شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا قال الشيخ ربيع تعالى بالوسوسة والإغراء والاستفزاز إلى آخره. And so we have appointed for every prophet, this is the verse 112 in chapter 6. And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen, devils, among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech and as a delusion or by way of deception. Allahu Akbar. Or by way of deception. Sheikh says, meaning what they use, the shayateen, whispering, delusions, and the like. قال ولهذا علمنا الله تبارك وتعالى الاستعاذة أي نعم علمنا الله سبحانه وتعالى الاستعاذة من شر الوسواس فقال تبارك وتعالى قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Sheikh Rabi'a says for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us al-isti'adha, how to seek refuge from the evil whispering of the shayateen. Aynam. In the surah, the last chapter in the Quran. What surah is that? Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the Ilah of mankind. So you seek refuge with Allah from what? From the evil of the whisperer, the devil who whispers evil in the hearts of men, who withdraws from his whispering in one's heart after one remembers Allah, who whispers in the breasts of mankind, of jinn and men. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا يعصمك من إضلال الشيطان فلا يعصمك من إضلال الشيطان بالوساوس لا جنود ولا قوة ولا سلطان ولا شيء إلا الله عز وجل لأن الإنسان ضعيف. So the Sheikh, he says, Sheikh ربيع حفظه الله, he says, nothing protects you from the whispers of the shaitan that will cause you deviation, nothing. Even if you have army, strength, power, doesn't, these things doesn't work with shaitan. You're not going to face the shaitan with an army. You're going to like prepare a huge army and planes and tanks and say, okay, we're fighting the army of shaitan. So this is not going to help you. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, because a human being is weak, insan, da'if. فَإِنَّهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَمْلِكُ الدُّنْيَا كُلَّهَا لَأَلَا يَسْتَطِعُ أَنْ يُقَاوِمْ هَذَا الْعَدُوُ إِلَّا أَنْ يُحَصِّنَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ وَيَحْمِيهِ. He says, the human being a weak creature, even if a person owns the entire dunya, all of it, still cannot face and turn down away and drive away this enemy unless if Allah grant that person protection. And we ask Allah to protect us from the plots of the shaitan. قال الحسن البصري إمام التابعين وأن دائما في التابعين إن عدو يراك ولا تراه لشديد المؤونة. سبحان الله. He says, for indeed an enemy that see you but you don't see him, how are you going to face him? He has, سبحان الله, advantage over you. An enemy that see you but you don't see him. How are you going to fight something you don't see? Alhamdulillah for Islam. And Allah, and then the Shaykh, he mentioned an ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 27, in Surah Al-A'raf. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون. A portion of an ayah. Verily, he and his qabil, his soldiers, from the jinn or his tribe, see you. Shaitan and his tribe, they see you from where you cannot see them. Verily, we made the shayateen, the devils, awliya, protectors and helpers for those who do not believe. Those who do not believe. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فشياطين الجن لا نراهم. Says the shayateen among the jinn, we don't see them. What about shayateen al-ins? Huh? See them or you don't see them?
We see them.
Huh?
We see them.
You see them. You've seen some before?
No.
No?
No, but you know, as human beings, Allah.
Huh?
Huh?
No?
No, I don't see specific this shaitan is, but as long they are human beings, Alhamdulillah, we see human beings.
No, the question was not the human being. The question was shayateen amongst the human beings. Do you see them or not? The first question, can we see them? Can they be seen by us?
Shayateen of the
ins. Can they be seen? Yes, they can be seen. Have you ever seen some? Any?
No.
You didn't? Hafidhakallah. Anyway, don't answer that question because we're going to know, because you need to know who are they. This shayateen among the ins, then you will see if you've seen one or not. Or maybe you've seen a whole bunch of them. Or maybe Allah protect you, you didn't see even one. Alhamdulillah. So, because they have, has nothing to do with country they're from, what color, no. It has to do with other things that we're going to learn, okay? Now. But yes, they can be seen. But the shayateen amongst the jinn, you can't see them. The shayateen amongst the human being? Yes, because they're human being. We see human being. But how you know that this is a shaitan? Hmm? That's what we're going to learn, inshallah, okay? And this doesn't mean now wherever you go, shaitan, not. You look at a person and you make it your concern. No. Your concern is to stay upon the path. That's our concern, to stay on the path of Allah. Alright? نعم. So قال الشيخ فشياطين الجن لا نراهم وشياطين الإنس نراهم ولكن هم جنود الشيطان أيضا ويسعون في إضلال الناس. He said, so the shayateen of the jinn among the jinn, who are they? Who are the shayateen among the jinn? Who are they? We mentioned that. Iblis and his tribe and his followers, huh? The disbelievers among the jinn, because the jinn, they are amongst them those who are what?
Muslims.
Believers. وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ. Nah. Amongst them, as Allah tells us in the Quran, they said, and amongst us those who are Muslim and those who are not. The jinn, Allah tells us, they came and they listened to the Prophet ﷺ saying the Qur'an. قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنٍ عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. In Sahih Muslim, there is a hadith about this story here. That the shayateen, they mentioned, they said, we heard an amazing Qur'an. The jinn. They said, we heard an amazing Quran calls to the upright, the most upright way. And we have believed and we will not associate any partner with our Lord. In Sahih Muslim we have, and also it's mentioned in Tafsir, that the shayateen, they used to go up, and the jinn, they used to go up, the shayateen, they used to go up to the sky and try to steal the hearing and to hear something here. But then they were cast away with shuhub. What shuhub? Shooting stars. Shooting stars. Aina. Shuhub. Okay? Then they were asking each other. They have a meeting, as they mentioned. And they're like, what's going on? What's preventing us from hearing now? They says, that which prevents you has occurred. It's because they know. Has occurred. So go find it, where it is. So the jinn, they disperse. They go to east and the west. And some of them from Tihama. The jinn from a place called Tihama, they went towards the Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ, he was on a journey, and they find that they get there by Fajr time. And they heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting the Quran for Fajr prayer. Then they said, that's what prevents you from listening right now. Allahu Akbar. Alayin, no one denies the jinn, okay? The jinn, they exist, they're creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created them. But now it is the shayateen of the human being. He says, Naraham, we see them, but they are from the army of the shaitan, of Satan. Likewise, like the devils, the shayateen, their concern is to cause the people to go astray, waliyadu billah. He can be an imam of a masjid, big famous sheikh, and all that. As the sheikh, he says, minhum ad-du'at ala abwab jahannam. Minhum, those callers that they call to the jahannam, to the gates of jahannam, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us in the hadith. ومنهم الكذابون الدجالون الذين يدعي بعضهم الألوهية ويدعي بعضهم النبوة إلى آخره. He said, and amongst them those liars, who some of them claim the ألوهية, he is God, والعياد بالله. Some they claim, he claims he is the prophet, prophethood, والعياد بالله. كلهم من جنود إبليس يدلون الناس. All of them are from the army and the soldiers of Satan. Their aim and their goal is to cause the people to go astray. والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما جاء في القرآن من أن الشياطين توسوس. He says, as for the believers, they believe in that which came from in the Quran. And so therefore, they believe that the shayateen, they whisper. They do whisper. Because Allah tells us in the Quran. ثم قال الشيخ لعلكم تعرفون أصحاب هذه النظريات العقلانية الذين يقولون إن الشيطان لا يدخل في الإنسان ويردون الأحاديث الواردة في ذلك بل يردون الآيات القرآنية والعياذ بالله. He said, and perhaps you know or you have heard of those people who of a rational theories. You know, rational theories. Rationalists.
Yes.
Now, they have the rationalists. These rationalists, they intellectuals too. So, they said if something is proven by science, it's okay. You see, that's their main. They put their intellect before any text. And they turn down, reject the hadith, the Quran, wal'iyadu billah. Such of what they say, an example that Sheikh mentioned, they says the shaitan cannot enter the human being, like possessed. That a human being cannot be possessed by a shaitan. Okay? فالعقلانيون, the rationalists, the intellectuals, those who put their intellect before the wahi, before the revelation, and they reject revelation because of their wicked intellect. والفلاسفة, the philosophers, بعضهم ينكر وجود الجن. Some of them, these rationalists or the philosophers, some of them, they even deny the existence of the jinn. There is no such thing. They just say there is no such thing, jinn. They do not exist. وبعضهم يعترف بوجود الجن لكن يرون أن الجن لا تدخل في الإنسان ويقولون أنها لا توسوس ولا تدخل في جوف الإنسان ولا تجري منه مجرى الدم. But some of them from these rationalists, these philosophers, yes, they acknowledge the existence of the jinn. They said, yeah, they do exist, but however, they do not whisper, they have nothing to do with the people. They do not enter in the bodies of the people, they not run through the human being body as the blood run through the veins and the like. Okay, as the Prophet tells us in the hadith. والقرآن نص على أنها توسوس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. He says, but the Quran tells us clearly that they do whisper, as we read to you from Surah An-Nas. They do whisper in the breast of men, from the jinn and man and men. فتوسوس لا شك. The Sheikh says, no doubt, they do whisper. أي نعم. والإنسان يحس بهذا. He says, a person experienced this. Yes, you feel this. فكل إنسان عاقل يدرك هذا وأنه يخطر بباله أشياء من الشر لا يريدها. He says, any عاقل, person who has sound mind, he knows this. Because he knows that sometimes it occurs in his mind, certain things of evil, he don't want it. He didn't want these things to come in his mind of evil. قال من أين تأتي هذه الأشياء? He said, where this devil whispers and evil thoughts and ideas, where he comes? قال تأتينا من الشياطين. He came to us from the devils, from the شياطين. أي سبحان الله. قال فالقرآن نص على هذا والسنة نصت على أن الشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم. He said, نعم, we have text in the Quran that tells us about this. Likewise, the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us that the shaitan runs through the son of Adam like the blood runs as well. Majrat dam, through the veins. فعن صفية رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معتكفا فأتيته أزوره ليلى. And the Sheikh mentioned the hadith, something that took place in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. On the authority of Safiya, she is one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, so therefore she is our mother. She is the mother of the believers, رضي الله عنها وعن أمهات المؤمنين. She said, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he was making i'tikaf in the masjid. Because the Prophet ﷺ used to make i'tikaf in the masjid. She said, I came to visit him, and it was by night. قالت فحدثته. It was an evening. فحدثته وقمت فانقلبت. She said, so I talked to him, and then I stood up and I was going back to the house. فقام معي ليقلبني وكان مسكنها في دار أسامة بن زيد. She said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he walked her out, okay, and she used to live in the house of Usama ibn Zayd. فمر رجلان من الأنصار. At that moment, two men from the tribe of the Ansar, they were passing. فلما رأي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أسرعا. When they saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم walking, صفية, they were like, they speed up in their walk. Okay? They walked in fast. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على رسلكما إنها صفية بنت حيي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to them, slow down. It's only صفية بنت حيي. It's صفية بنت حيي. Meaning his wife. قال سبحان الله يا رسول الله. They said, سبحان الله ومسنجر فلا دعو لما. They said, meaning, We're not going to think anything else. We're not going to think about you something, evil thoughts or something, O Messenger of Allah. Okay? And we learn from this, Ikhwan, that sometimes when you see a man with a woman in the streets, and the brother with lihya salafi, you know him for years, and now you see him in the street, Walmart, walking with a woman that she doesn't have no covering, no nothing. Tight jeans and a Gap t-shirt, makeup everywhere. So, what do you do now? What do you say? A'udhu billah, man, he's out there like that. Astaghfirullah. Someday may even snap a shot and send it to everybody. Look, this is the righteous brother here. And he may turn out to be what? His sister. Non-Muslim sister. Or maybe she's Muslim and struggling to practice the deen. Huh? Could be his daughter. Could be his niece. Denise. Now a person, shaitan's gonna come to that person. Hey, see, this is the righteous Salafi brother. Alhamdulillah, look at him, what he's doing here in Walmart. He's gonna come in masjid and play like he's all righteous. Look what he's doing, huh? He step out of the masjid. Shaitan will bring you his ideas. What do you do? What do you do? Give him something to think about it? That's what he says?
No, so you give him the best construction.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. So the person should think good. Said, like, I don't know. All right, this maybe his family, I don't know. Maybe his sister, maybe his niece, maybe his daughter, maybe who knows. I don't know. This brother's family, all of them, right? Allahu Akbar. Allah. A lot of people, they cause a lot of harm to themselves first. Before even talking about causing harm to others, to themselves. By not knowing this etiquette, subhanAllah, the akhlaq. Look, the Prophet ﷺ is protecting the companions. And he mentioned, he says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ فَخَشِيتُ أَنْ يَقْذِفَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمَ شَيْئًا أَوْ قَالَ شَرًّا. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, indeed, the shaitan runs through the human body like the blood do.
Is that general, or is that someone who's possessed?
No, generally, Yashir. This is a general statement. I know, general statement of shaitan. He says, so therefore I'm afraid that he may cast something in your hearts. Subhanallah. Cast something in your hearts. In a narration that is in Sahih Muslim, says, may cast an evil in your heart. Aina. So this is very important, Yaqi. You see somebody doing something, or holding something, or standing somewhere, or coming from a house that you all usually know is not a good place. What do you do now? Yeah. You may see a brother, lihya thawb, coming out of a bar. No, I'm coming out from a... I don't know where he's coming from. So don't jump to the conclusion that he's out there. A'udhu billah. That's it. He's gone. La. Maybe you don't know. You don't know the circumstances of this person. Why he was there. Going to get in a burger? With the Kool-Aid or with what? The person going to go to a club to get a burger?
No, it was the bar and grill.
The Bar and Grill.
Yeah. What's it called over there on East Parks?
I don't know.
Boulevard, what's it called?
No, listen. We don't go to these places to get food. We don't. Okay. Especially we have so many other places to go get food. Good that you mentioned that. Now you don't go to an old bar and grill and get something from there. And there is so many other places you can get food, alhamdulillah. So we don't expose ourselves to in those places now.
We should remove suspicion from ourselves too.
Ahsan. So that's a good point. Even if a person is going there for water, but if somebody sees him, like, what are you doing in there? So we should, na'am, ahsan. This is a very important point. We should also leave anything or whatever that may make people suspicious of us. So you don't go to those places to get burger or a salad, whatever it is, you know? No, it's not like you're in a desert, you're going to starve, you're going to die. It's different. No, you pass these places, alhamdulillah, and plus we don't support them. تعاون ولا تعاون على البر ولا تعاون وتعاون على البر والتقوى ولا تعاون على الإثم والعدوان. You don't help them to stay in a business. For they are upon evil and transgression. نعم على أين. So the Shaykh, he says, look, this is a text. هذا نص من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم ويجثم على قلبه ويوسوس له خاصة إذا غفل الإنسان عن ذكر الله عز وجل واسترسل في المعاصي. The Shaykh said this is a clear text from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that the shaitan runs through the son of Adam from the passage of the blood. The shaitan sits on the heart of a person and whispers. Naam. He said, especially if that person forget about the remembrance of Allah, is heedless and doesn't remember Allah and disobey Allah, wrong himself with sins. فَإِنَّ هَذَا يُخْشَى عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَضُرَّهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said, this person here who don't remember Allah and wrong him, and on top of that wrong himself with sins, then this person, he says, we're afraid that shaitan will harm him. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ مِنَ الْأَتْقِيَاءِ. But if a person is righteous, alhamdulillah, he remembers Allah, stay away from sins, do the acts of worship, فَقَدْ يُوَسْوِسْ لَهُ لَكِنْ لَا يَضُرُهُ ذَلِكَ. Now, even though being a pious and a righteous, still, person is not immune from the whispering of the shaitan. Okay? The shaitan may still whisper to this person, but he won't harm him. He won't harm him. Those whispers will not harm this muttaqi, this righteous person. لماذا؟ قال لأن التقي من الذي على التقوى يكون دائما مجاهدا مقاوما يستعيد بالله ويقرأ القرآن ويقرأ السنة ويذكر الله كثيرا ويصلي. He said, why? Because the one who is upon taqwa, righteous person, obedient to Allah, he said, he's constantly striving against the shaitan. You know? He's seeking refuge with Allah all time from the shaitan, his plots. He reads the Quran, or she. He reads the sunnah, the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. This person, he remembers Allah a lot. He preserves his prayers. قَالْ يَعْنِي أَنَّكَ تَجْعَلُ نَفْسَكَ مُتَرَصِّدًا لِهَذَا الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ هُوَ مُتَرَصِّدٌ لَكَ فَأَنْتَ تَتَرَصَّدُ لَهُ. The Shaykh says, Naam, what does it mean? It means that you have to make it your goal, your priority to observe the shaitan. Naam, you have to keep to look, to be diligent. Naam. You have to have your surveillance so that you see the traps and the tricks, you know his traps and his tricks. Because he's doing the same thing, the shaitan. He's waiting to ambush you. Shaitan mutarassid. The one who's mutarassid is not just the one who's passing by and hit you with a rock or something. No, one is know where you're going. He did his homework, as we say. He knows when you leave the house, when you come back, where you go, what you don't, if you're coming alone or not. Mutarassid. That's the homework. Shaitan, he used tricks, ways. He has different plans, as the you can say, for different people. If somebody is righteous, he comes to them from one way. If somebody is not, he comes to them from another way. Aina. Shaitan is very vicious. So does, you have to do the same thing. Lakin bimada. How are you going to watch? And how are you going to... What is the things that you're going to do so that you can drive the shaitan away? Dhikrullah. Azza wa jal. You're going to like buy a gun. You're going to go to Walmart and say, give me a gun to kill the shaitan. I got all the money. Ain't no such thing. Or a big stick.
Or the jump.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
Now, so the Shaykh, he says you have to prepare yourself now to ward off and to drive away the shaitan and his plans and his plots and his army. But how you do it? Remembrance of Allah. Seek and refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his evil plots. فَلَا يَدُرُّكَ حِينَ الْإِذِنْ وَإِنْ وَسْوَسَ لَكَ He won't harm you even if he whispers. As we mentioned, you cannot get rid of the shaitan. But you can keep him away from you with the remembrance of Allah, by Allah's help and assistance. Nobody can tell you he killed the shaitan. Some ignorant people in Hajj, when they go for Jamarat, as the brother mentioned, we just want to run that by you. In Hajj, when you make Hajj, one of the rituals of Hajj is Rami al-Jamarat. There is three Jamarat, al-Jamra al-Sughra, the small Jamra, and Jamra al-Wusta, the medium one, or middle one, and then Jamrat al-Aqaba, the Jamrat al-Aqaba. So, on the day of the Eid, the 10th, then you throw seven pebbles only, in what Jamra? Jamrat al-Aqaba, one of them. You pass the first one, you pass the second one, and you do the third. But on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th, for those who wants to stay into the 13th day of the Hijjah, now you need seven pebbles for each of the three of them. So what the total, how much you know me, you need? 21. And this is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he does what he did, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he throws seven pebbles. In each and every of the Jamarat, say Allahu Akbar, he throws. But there is a hadith that Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned it, and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Kadalik mentioned it, Sheikh Ibn Baz, they mentioned it in their books on Hajj. That there is a story behind this, that the Ibrahim alayhi salam, the shaitan, stand in his path. Ayna'am. So he threw him with seven pebbles, and he was in Sakha, like he was, who knows the hadith? What happened to the shaitan after he threw him with the seven pebbles? I'm looking at the proper translation of that word. Mainly, he was sinked into the earth or something like that. Meaning he vanished. Then he appears to him again at the other place of the other Jamra. He did the same thing. And then, on the third, he appears to him for the third time. And Ibrahim alayhi salam did the same thing. قَالَ فَالشَّيْطَانُ تَرْجُمُونَ وَمِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ تَتَّبِعُونَ you cast in the shaitan, but then it's the, because that's what Ibrahim did, alayhi salam. Now, but then the people, but this says the ulama, they says, but this doesn't mean that those area now which is built and there is a wall that you can throw the pebbles, they don't call them shayateen. No, those jamarat, you don't call them shayateen. Some people who don't know, I remember one of the years we were going doing the jamarat, and this man from this country, and he was coming to us and his serious face, and he's like, where is shaitan number two? Said, Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, there is only one shaitan. Shaitan number two. But he means the jamara. He says, ta'ala, ta'ala. Take you to the jamara, okay? He says, jamara. He says, okay, mashallah. And some people, akhaz, the ulama, they mentioned this. People get angry when they are in front of the jamara. They're angry. And instead of following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and bringing pebbles, the pebbles, they have to be small. How small? Who knows the size? It's like a little bit over the chickpeas. You know the chickpeas? Chickpeas, they call them another name. What is it? Yeah? Garbanzo. Garbanzo beans. Not gandoles. Garbanzo. Gandoles, they're very small. You know gandoles? Okay, you learned something today. Whole life, not just. Gandoles is like some green beans for the Spanish people. They use them in their rice. طيب وعلى أي. You know the chickpeas, guys? So it's a little bit more than that. So that's it. Nobody should get big rock. People, they bring big rock, piece of a sidewalk. And they throw a wood, piece of wood, shoes. And they do it. Sheikh Mohammed Behzmoul, I was sitting in one of his classes, Alhamdulillah, in Hajj, and he was talking about the Hajj, and he get to this point, he said, Subhanallah. He said, you see people coming, they angry. Instead of being calm, this is the ibadah. You have to have calmness on you, and you be, Alhamdulillah, cool and humble. Allahu Akbar. It's ibadah. Now they mad. Shaitan. They're getting ready. Like they're going to fight somebody. He said they have big rocks. So Allah, if it hits you, you may die. He says, the Sheikh, he says, we've seen it all. People throwing big rocks, cans, bottles, glass bottle. People throwing shoes. People throwing sticks. The Sheikh says, the only thing he didn't see, he says, a person with a gun and shooting the shaitan. That's what the Sheikh Mohammed Behzmoul said. I heard him. Personally, he said, the only thing I didn't see yet, a person bringing a gun with him to the jamara. I say, yeah, guys, step to the side. I got him. He got what, ya akhi? Allah al-musta'an. Allah al-musta'an. So once again, we human beings, we can't get rid of the shaitan. Alright? We just can't. Like kill him. Somebody say he's done. I said, Alhamdulillah. But we can protect ourselves from his plus, because the shaitan is going to keep coming at us and coming and coming. The more you be stronger in your iman and try to hold on, the more he's going to be aggressive. So how are you going to, you want to learn some jujutsu, some, I don't know what is. No, he's not going to help you with shaitan. Martial arts or guns, none of that will help. What's going to help? The remembrance of Allah. You know, you have to make a move. Just your tongue is moving. Remembrance of Allah, obedience, taqwa. That's what's going to help us. And even with that, the Shaykh said, still is going to whisper, but it's not going to harm you, inshallah ta'ala. As, inshallah, next class, Monday, we're going to read some of the narrations. Things that happened. People in the time of the Prophet, they come and ask him for certain things. And when you hear the answer of the Prophet ﷺ is amazing, you think that's signs of iman. Signs of sound iman. That you give these thoughts, but you hate them. And you try to push them away. So that's iman, subhanAllah. Alayhi, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the tricks of the shaitan and his plots. And to protect us from ourselves first. From the mischief of ourselves and the evil of our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding in his religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant us taqwa. too, so that we can do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is will be a beneficial benefit for us in this life and benefit us in this life and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.